Country Club FM.
You've waited for it, and here it is. It's the Bob Almanac. It's finally arrived here today. It's a big day. We have the Almanac every day, but to have the combo of Henry Paul and the Almanac on the same day, that's really something else.
That's big.
And did you hear that I'm going to buy the movie rights to the story and the long bromance between you and Henry Paul? I'm $1.50, and that's not $1.50. That's $150.
Oh wow!
For the movie rights,
more than I would have thought.
So can you put me in contact with those people that did the movie where you were in?
Yes.
Where you drove the Bobulence and you were on the radio on the one Wednesday.
I filmed, yes.
Wednesday, November 5th, 319th day of the year. This date, we got ourselves the Articles of Confederation. That was the kind of precursor to the Constitution, 1777. We had to get some stuff in writing. We had to get the laws kind of in we wanted a law of the land and the Article of Confederation. Confederation, the Kon-Tiki Confederation Articles of State, 1777. We're going to jump all the way, almost two centuries later.
I started Wendy's with one restaurant and a philosophy. Give people a hamburger fixed the way they want it, and don't make them wait for it. Given that, why would anyone go anyplace else?
Dave Thomas opened his first Wendy's hamburger. I think his daughter's name was Melinda Lou or something like that, but it was Wendy for short, so that's where he got the name, Dave Thomas. He was a revolutionary. This guy came up with all kinds of fast... You know, he was the guy. He worked for Colonel Sanders there for a while.
Right.
And he was a... first, he started as a franchisee in Kentucky Fried Chicken, and then the Colonel brought him in as, like, the regional director. He's the one who said, hey, you know, we should put mashed potatoes and gravy on there, make that a hit.
Yep.
On our menu. It was his idea to have Colonel Sanders to appear in the commercials. Pretty good idea there. He was a visionary,
guy.
Exactly.
Yes.
And is the food that built America.
Yeah.
They were featured on there. And they're square hamburgers. You could get more on the grill.
Right.
That's why they did the square burgers.
And they all, you know, and then they had the sides, you know, they added chili. Nobody had chili far as McDonald's, Burger King, any of the other ones.
Fresh, not frozen.
Right.
Fresh, not frozen. And the chili, there was the story just came out. Somebody just did a TikTok, and I'm not on TikTok, but I guess it filtered over to other avenues. Apparently, the way they make their chili, you might want to look into it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't know if it's true or not. I'm just saying.
Like it.
You know, he was the other guy. He came up with the drive-thru. Actually, he didn't come with a drive-thru, but he was the one who came up with the idea to have them order, you know, earlier in the line and then pick up window later. These places that had drive-through before, you'd order and pick up at the same window. Well, Dave Thomas goes, well, this needs to be more efficient. So they made a longer line kind of winding around the building. Mm-hmm. So one corner of the building, you have the order area with the microphone and the speaker and the whole thing and the menu. And then you wind your way to the window. He came up with that.
Genius.
You know, he was also... I mean, Dave Thomas, we're staying on him because he's very good, very smart. And I miss Arthur Treacher's fish and chips.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if we had that today, if it would be as good as it was as a kid. Nothing really is ever as good as when you were a kid. But I'd love to have some Arthur Treacher's fish and chips. But he was part of the group that started that.
Nice. And, of course,
Wendy's.
And people maybe know his backstory, too, right? He was an orphaned child, right?
I don't remember that.
I think so. Because he gave a lot of money to
The Dave Thomas Foundation.
Yes,
exactly.
Supported that.
All right, so that was his date, 1969. Wendy's. Let's move up to 81.
Now from our Washington headquarters, here's David Brinkley.
Is this country ready for self-government? Can it manage its own finances? Certainly not now. This week, the president's own economic advisors put out a report saying something quite different from what he is saying.
There's David Brinkley and his distinctive staccato delivery. This Week with David Brinkley debuted on ABC Sunday morning program. I think they still have a This Week with somebody, right?
They do.
Or it's just called This Week.
George Stephanopoulos.
Is George Stephanopoulos is the host of that? He's David Brinkley. With all due respect to George Stephanopoulos, Steffi as we call him, 1981. Prior to that, the name of the show was Issues and Answers.
Oh, yes.
With David Brinkley, which they had to change the name because people were calling up because their pipes were clogged. Or, you know, they had a beehive in their garage. You know, it was all kinds of issues and answers, some of which David Brinkley didn't have the answers to. He rented and didn't own a home, so he didn't know about unclogging, you know, a hair clog in the bathroom
proper
sink.
Use of a plunger. That was foreign to him.
Back in 86 on SNL.
I'm back on Saturday Night Live. Can't believe it. NBC censors, I don't know, I guess they're on vacation.
Yeah, the censors, well, they put him on a delay. It was probably a good idea. Sam Kinison making his return. This time, hey, we'll have him back, but we need to be on a delay. And it was only the second time that they had used a delay. And I think the first time was, who was it? Richard Pryor, I think.
Okay.
You'd have to look it up to be sure. But Sam Kinison, did he tell people to go where the food was?
He might
have. This is sand. Food doesn't grow in sand. Go to where the food is. That was a good bit, too. I know he did that one on Letterman. That was 1986. 2 years later, 88, it was, let's just say Elf was celebrating Thanksgiving for the first time.
Something's wrong here. This turkey feels so light.
Well, you have been working out.
Hold it right there, mister. Willie. He ate our Thanksgiving turkey. Raw.
Turkey sushi.
Elf Thanksgiving with Elf. What could go wrong? It was an Elf Thanksgiving with David Ogden Stiers.
Oh.
Guest starring.
Okay.
On this date, 1988. You know, usually
Major
Elf,
Winchester?
Yes, he was there, and I think he saw Elf. And so the cat was kind of out of the bag there because they tried to keep him hidden because they had a neighbor like a Mrs. Kravitz from Bewitched. I can't remember what her name was, but, you know, they always saw things.
Right.
But they could never explain them. But when Major Winchester III came through, 1988.
He was outed.
How about this date for racing fans, hear this date. This happened.
I'm back on Saturday.
Oops, where's the... I never did load that up. Talk amongst yourselves, Neil, please.
Yes, this was big doings.
You know what it is?
Yeah, I see it. I know what it is. So...
Thousands of people here today and the millions watching around the world, we direct your attention up to Turn 4, ladies and gentlemen, where for the final time, the legend, the man... The King, Richard Petty, will say goodbye to all the millions of fans who have adored him for many, many years. So on your feet, wave and say goodbye your special way to King Richard Petty.
1992, Richard Petty took his final lap at the Hooters 500. Does that mean there were 500 Hooters there, Neil?
Well, it could very well have.
Atlanta Motor Speedway, King Richard Petty, 35-year racing career. Now that is something.
That is pretty impressive.
Doesn't get any better than that, so...
well done.
Richard Petty, 1992, 93.
Matthew, I think you mispronounced that guy's name a few times.
What, it's Joey Butterf... No, it isn't Matthew. It's, But a Foucault. But a Foucault. What did I say? Well, Matthew, of all the possible mispronunciations of that name, you seem to have stumbled upon absolutely the worst one.
Joey But a Foucault. We know how to pronounce it here on the Bob Morning Show.
Right, we practice.
But Andy Dick... on news radio had some issues with it, much to the chagrin of the staff there, and maybe the FCC.
Mm-hmm.
Joey But a Foucault sentenced to 6 months for the statutory rape of Amy Fisher. That was going on 30 years ago.
Wow.
Amy Fisher, Long Island Lolita, Mary Jo But a Foucault shot, Joey I think he did. He also win Scumbag of the Year award.
He might have.
Yeah, that was back in '93. 2007, Barry Bonds is
a cheater.
The U.S. Attorney's Office announced today Bonds will face numerous charges, 4 counts of perjury, lying to a grand jury that he did not knowingly use performance-enhancing drugs. Sure. Now, this past season, Bonds broke probably the most notable record in sports, surpassing Hank Aaron in the home runs. To date, Bonds has 762 career home runs.
So a tainted record, wouldn't you say, Neil?
Yes.
You're kind of old school. You're a purist.
I would say... Yeah, you know, he went from 5'10" and about 175 pounds to, you know, he looked to be 250.
Right. Doesn't take a genius to figure that out. So yeah. Barry Bonds indicted on this date, 2007. 2015.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have just witnessed NFL history. With that completion, Denver Broncos quarterback Peyton Manning has become the NFL's all-time leader in career passing yards.
Peyton Manning, he was playing for the Broncos at the time in Denver. There's the PA guy that does our PA now for the Vikings.
Really?
And I can't remember his name, he's well-known. He was in Denver at the time and became the all-time leading passer for passing yards. He surpassed Brett Favre. He has since been surpassed by Tom Brady. Andrew Brees.
Oh, Drew really?
Brees
okay.
passed him That's as well. Right. Brady's right. one, Brees two. And there is Peyton Manning. Are the Mannings overexposed? Now, I talk a lot about the Manning cast on Monday Night Football. I find it very entertaining. But it seems like they're in a lot of commercials.
They are.
And doing
Both
a lot of things.
Yeah.
They're like doing their own little shows and streaming and things. And 2015, but they're so wholesome. I think that's the appeal, don't you think, of the Mannings?
They're real guys.
They're real guys.
Yep.
2022.
Tears and anger as ticket sites crash for millions of Taylor Swift fans trying to buy tickets to her world tour.
Taylor Swift broke Ticketmaster.
This fan never got tickets after trying for hours.
Oh, my.
This one.
They are crying because they didn't get Taylor Swift. The one girl said it was the saddest thing ever. She apparently hasn't had a pet die.
Right. I mean, I'm tearing up over here.
Right.
I don't mind saying it, but
Fido dies, but the saddest part is that she couldn't get tickets to Taylor Swift's The Eras Tour.
Right.
She sold more than 2 million tickets, like in an hour, and then Ticketmaster broke on this day, because Ticketmaster couldn't compile that many fees.
Right.
But, you know, when the fees are more than the tickets, they just...
Reaching numbers never before attained.
Never before attained.
It's crazy.
So that was this day. That was a year ago, 2020.
Very sad. We have history.
I would rather buy tickets to this lady than Taylor Swift.
It's a sign of the times, and your love for me is getting so much stronger.
Petula Clark.
Because we're going
downtown.
Downtown
is better than anything Taylor Swift has ever done.
You've changed a lot.
That's a hill I will die on.
I can't say I'm disagreeing with you.
I don't think Petula Clark is performing anymore. She's 91. She was the first lady of the British invasion. You think of British invasion, think of the Beatles, think of the Rolling Stones, you think of Jerry and the Pacemakers, you think of... all those artists that came over, but you forget about the ladies.
Right.
Petula Clark was right there.
She did great.
91 today.
It's TV theme time, Jim.
And this is a good one. It's Law and Order.
Been on a few years.
Assistant District Attorney Jack McCoy, Sam Waterston.
He was good. Very good in the program.
Yes. 83 here today. ABBA. I bounce back and forth which Waterloo song I like better. Is it Stonewall Jackson or is it ABBA?
Which is pretty good.
It's Know Your ABBA. Is it Benny, Bjorn, Agnetha, or Anna Frieda?
Agnetha.
It's Anna Frieda here today. She was called Frieda when she went solo. She's 78. Anna Frieda Lyngstad, who actually is she's actually a princess. She married a prince.
Oh,
he later died.
Okay.
And she is Dowager Princess and Countess.
Nice.
I'm assuming of Sweden. So
I would think.
Frida, 78 today.
Lord, it's a miracle! Man up and vanished like a fart in the wind. Nothing left but some damn rocks on the windowsill. And that cupcake on the wall.
Let's ask her. Maybe she knows. What say you there, Fuzzy Britches? Feel like talking?
Is he the only one who's ever called Raquel Welch Fuzzy Britches?
I would think so. Not knowing all the answers, but I would say yes.
He was the prison warden at Shawshank.
Very nice.
Put your heart into the Lord because your butt is mine, or whatever. That's paraphrased a little bit,
yes.
But Bob Gunton is 78.
It didn't end well.
Let's go out on a vacation. No, he didn't.
It did not.
He knew what was... As soon as Dufresne was gone, he was, that scene was going through his mind. Something else would go through his brain later,
yeah,
as you know.
Right.
But he knows what Andy Dufresne knew about his little side hustle there.
She must have passed away somewhere near Flagstaff. What are we going to do, Clark?
Well, we could leave her here, and the first phone we pass, we could call your cousin Normie, and he could come and get her, I guess.
That's the meanest, coldest.
Well, what do you want me to do, call Federal Express?
That might work. I think they're hauling corpses these days.
Yeah.
Well, she can't weigh more than 100 pounds. You're not going to put her up there. It's not going to rain.
It's so good.
Yeah. And then he says, it's not going to rain.
The sad part is that much.
They didn't cover her purse, so her purse must have been waterproof.
Yeah.
Beverly D'Angelo.
Was she good in that?
She was very good.
Oh, my gosh.
As Ellen, 72. Going barefoot and crazy.
Okay.
Jack Ingram.
Sure.
What song of his do we still play here? Jack Ingram.
That's a man.
That's a man, yeah. Yes. That's a man.
Saw him up at Moondance, put on a very entertaining show, and had a left-handed lead guitar player. The guy could just tear it up.
How odd is that?
Yeah.
It's like having a left-handed catcher.
Right.
That's Jack Ingram, 53.
I'm through with standing in line. The clubs I'll never get in. It's like the bottom of the ninth, and I'm never going to win.
The much maligned Nickelback, Neil.
I didn't know they were maligned.
Yeah, people hated them.
Oh.
And I didn't really listen to popular radio at that time. I still don't. But I'd gotten away from it. So they weren't overexposed to me, so I didn't mind them as much. But
right.
People were kind of anti-Nickelback. Chad Kroeger, though.
Oh, lead guy, right?
Yeah, 49, lead singer for Nickelback. Our rapper of the day is B.O.B. Is he paying us for royalties and
I hope so.
Use of B.O.B.?
I hope
Bob,
so. Hello, that costs money, pal.
35 for that. He's our rapper of the day.
You cannot talk. One more word, and I will feed you to my children.
I'm kidding. We have vegetarians.
So he was Pink Panther Avengers. He was that big guy.
Pink Panther.
I mean, not Pink Panther. Black Panther.
Oh, Black.
Black
yeah.
Panther.
Okay, got it.
Dun, 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 dun. That would have been a little weird as Thanos arrives at Wakanda. So Black Panther, he was the big guy. He was the leader of the other tribe.
Oh, yes, yes.
And then they came to help out.
And they helped
with
the whole
thing.
At the end,
yep. They sure did. Winston Duke is 37. And we mentioned Cat, Carl Anthony Towns. It is his birthday today.
Nice.
Cat is 28.
28 and still playing very well. And had a good game last night.
33.
Yeah, he's a young man still. Gone but not forgotten today. We are going to start with the People's Court. He was the man behind the People's Court and ruled with an iron gavel, Joseph Wapner.
And whatever you do, don't waste his time.
How much time did he tie up your phone?
3 months. He even called and said...
Not 3 months, 24 hours a day.
He was a marshal.
Ms. Warren, would you please...
Sorry, Your Honor.
Please be realistic and answer my questions. Yes, I'm very serious about this.
I know it.
You're wasting a lot of my time.
He wasted a lot of my time and money.
But you're now here in
my
court.
Honor. Yes, Your Honor. I mean,
how
I'm just
much
very upset.
Time did he take tying up your phone?
3 months.
God bless America.
Three months.
Time-wise, out of the 3 months, how many hours?
He was losing his patience there. I think we know which way he was going to rule.
Yeah, she kind of shot herself in the foot. Right, I would tell you,
there's no way she's getting a favorable
ruling. Nope, nope, nope. You're wasting my time. That is Joseph Wapner, and he was born on this day, 1919. We enjoy him here. Country star C.W. McCall.
Well, Interstate 80, we was cutting the fog, just me and old Sloan. Old Sloan's my dog. We had an 18-wheeler with 10 on the floor and a stereo, laying a strip. And then we spied a sign that says heat gas now. We decided to whip in and pick
this
up some chow at the old home filler up and keep on a truckin' cafe.
As good, if not better, than Convoy to me.
I agree. Convoy was the Nickelback of
the 70s. This one, yeah, is the delivery, the writing, it's just awesome. C.W. McCall, born on this day, 1928.
My favorite line of that song is, four stools and a promise.
Love it. One of the great actors. He could do comedy, he could do serious, he could do the bad guy in a John Wayne Western. He's wonderful. Ed Asner.
Look, miss, would you try answering the questions as I ask them?
Yes, Mr. Grant, I will, but it does seem that you've been asking a lot of very personal questions that don't have a thing to do with my qualifications for this job.
Wait for it.
You know what? You got spunk.
Well, yes.
I hate spunk.
If you had spunk, you weren't working for WJM-TV.
Evidently not, because he was the man in charge at the TV station there.
You got to check your spunk at the door.
Exactly. Was he good as the boss, Mary Tyler Moore Show, and just so many different things he did. The wonderfully gifted Ed Asner, and a lot of back hair, too, is what I hear. Ed Asner, born
and
on the
state. And you know how I know that?
1929.
It's because the Battle of the Network Stars... He was in the tug of war without a shirt, and so that's how I know. I mean, I make comments on that, and I talk about that a lot. It's not like I knew him personally, or had somehow been in some kind of a group that praised his back hair,
right?
And worshipped it. It was because of the Battle of the Network Stars.
Yeah, that's perfect. Another funny guy. He was Grady. On Sanford and Son, Whitman Mayo.
You just wait until you see, and then you see that I'm telling you the truth. She is a perfect jewel.
If she's marrying you, she's a perfect fooler.
You knew Fred was going to come back with something there. Whitman Mayo played Grady, and he was born on this day, 1930. He came in to the Andy Griffith Show and had the unenviable task of following Don Knotts as Barney Fife. His name was Jack Burns.
That's like whoever's going to be following you.
Yeah, right.
At some point in time.
Right, yeah.
Well, it's something I'm just blessed with, I guess. Something over which I have no control. It's like the book says, the powers of extrasensory perception come and go of their own volition.
Mm-hmm. But you don't have powers like that.
Well, no. Well, what about yesterday, Andy?
What about yesterday?
Well, when I told you to think of a number between 1 and 10, then I picked it.
Well, it took you 8 tries.
I got it, Andy. I got the number.
Just 8? Jack Burns was the guy. He was had a comedy duo with Avery Schreiber, Burns and Schreiber, that did some good stuff. And he was born on this day, 1933. They're all gone, but not forgotten.
Oh, you forgot the Macho Man.
Oh, yes. That's
right. And he's on my list.
Oh, yeah, it doesn't matter. Nothing matters, no. Nothing matters but the Intercontinental Heavyweight Championship belt, which I will own. Oh, yeah, Tito Santana, climb in the garbage can, because comparatively speaking, you are nothing but garbage.
Not only could he pitch Slim Jims with the best of them, he was a great interview and a very talented wrestler. Randy Macho Man Savage, 1952. Oh, I should mention our gone rapper of the day, ODB. Born on this day, 1968. You remember him from the Wu-Tang Clan.
Old Dirty Buddy stands for. Old Dirty Buddy.
Yes, the PG-13 version.
Yes.
And gone.
Gone.
But not forgotten.
All right. Would you like to start a Bob-a-thon with Brad Paisley, American Saturday Night? Beautiful Mess, Diamond Rio, or George Jones, She's My Rock?
I'm going to go Brad Paisley.
WTPM, Princeton.